What's going on, guys? Welcome back to Pure Evil MMA. I'm your host, as always, Evil Eddie. We have a really special guest here today. We got Damian Trich joining us. What's going on, Damian? How you doing?
Hey, how are you, bro?
I'm doing good. So I just want to catch everybody up. I mean, I actually met you.
Let me interrupt you real quick, and I just want to start by saying, I apologize for you know coming off the wrong way on your Jesse interview. It's nothing against you. I just get a little hot when it comes to this kid, you know.
Well, that's exactly where I wanted to start. Some people that maybe scrolling through my YouTube channel may see a couple of comments from this weekend, and you know, I wasn't aware of the whole situation, but obviously, like, as a journalist, I need to take, like, a middle ground, not take anybody's side with anything. So, you know, I saw your comment, I responded, and I kind of want to get a backstory because, you know, the whole thing was about the Gotti versus Jesse James fight, and there was a lot of people that did want to see it. Unfortunately, the fight hasn't been cut into fruition. Can you kind of catch us up on, you know, everything when you first heard that Jesse was calling out Gotti?
I don't really want to speak for John Gotti III himself.
Yeah.
What I will tell you is that I'm very, very close to the family. My uncle did 5 years in Raybrook in prison with John Jr., and John Jr. has treated me like family. So, you know, it's a tough thing when you start calling out people that I'm close to their families and stuff like that. And my thing is with Jesse is, you know, listen, this is what a lot of MMA fighters, I'm retired, I don't fight MMA anymore, you know, and it just seems that there's a lot of people that come out of the woodworks and that they want to fight me now that I'm 39 years old, washed up and retired, sitting on a couch eating fucking bagels with cream cheese, you know what I'm saying? I'm not in the gym like I used to be, I have a lot of injuries, and, you know, and I'm done fighting MMA. So it becomes, when you start calling me out and stuff like that, it becomes a little bit disrespectful, and it becomes a whole nother level of, it's not MMA anymore at that point. It becomes personal, and then when things become personal and you see people in the street, there's no rules, and it just becomes different. It's not sport anymore at that point, you know what I mean?
That's what we've been seeing the last couple of years, and I think about 99% of the audience here and fighters can agree with it. Somewhere along the lines, it kind of got mixed into, once they saw Conor McGregor doing what he was doing and it being successful, people were like, all right, let me talk some shit. And, you know, there's a difference between playing the game and actually crossing lines that can actually, you know, offend a lot of people out there. And it's happening a lot now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. I honestly, I used to, love MMA, man. I love the sport. But the direction it's kind of gone in, you know, it's gone in, and, you know, I've been guilty of trash talk in the past, man. Like, you know, I had a heated rivalry with Dan Lozon, but, like, I'm an adult now, man. I'm 39 years old. You know, my thing is, man, I got a kid, I got a son and stuff like that, and, you know, I'm just trying to do the best thing I can for my son at the end of the day. I'm not a fighter anymore, and when people cross a certain line with me,
what's considered crossing the line?
Listen, if you want to, it's just like, dude, if you want to fight the guy, I get it, but don't start harping on the guy every time. You keep bringing him up, and then you got all your boys, like, jumping in saying that he's scared and stuff like that. I mean, it's laughable, you know what I'm saying? I mean, the kid's definitely not afraid, and quite frankly, that kid has dynamite in his hands. I honestly don't see him standing. I honestly don't see Jesse James taking too many of John Gotti III's punches. That's just my personal opinion. And again, maybe I'm biased because I am a Gotti supporter and they are friends of my family. But what I'm trying to avoid is kind of the sort of thing that happened with Conor McGregor and Khabib, where this incites into, like, a group disturbance at an event. You know what I mean? We almost had a group disturbance at an event at Premier with Jesse already with his people. A friend of mine, Pat Casey, fought him, and Pat Casey dominated him at Premier. He beat him all three rounds, or I think it was all five rounds, and he got finished in the fifth round. And hats off to Jesse for that. But then his father was, like, recording Pat when Pat was knocked out. And I didn't think Brett was right for what he did. He was caught in the moment, but he slapped the phone out of Jesse's father's hand, and it almost caused like this big like melee. There was almost like a huge brawl in the crowd, and Jesse had to be escorted out by the police, from what I was told. And, you know, he was afraid. But these are the kind of sort of things that people don't understand. When it becomes personal and it becomes a street thing, then all bets are off. Like, people don't, like, people, like, some people, they just don't care about rules and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Some people don't play by the rules. You know what I mean? So that's the thing I'm trying to avoid. You know what I mean?
And we're seeing more and more of that as the years go on. And, you know, if there's one thing that people can take out of me and your discussion here is, you know, a lot of people, someone's going to get hurt. And, you know, I understand, like, people wanting to promote the sport, wanting to promote a fight, get excitement underneath it. But when, you know, everyone gets involved and you're not, the line is crossed, like we keep saying,
bro, it gets scary. It could be scary. The Gotti crew, when we come to an event, you know, you got to remember, you know, Gotti's father has a ton of connections. I mean, the guy, the family alone, I mean, it's a legendary name, you know? I mean, they have a huge following. When you get a crowd like that all riled up, it's going to be bad. Like, that's what people don't understand, you know what I mean? Like, and, you know, it's just these kids, they don't get it, you know what I mean?
Well, look what we saw this weekend. I mean, Colby Covington, you know, the day after UFC 235 at the buffet at the casino. And here's Ali Abdelaziz and Usman that charged them. And this is outside the fight. There's no cameras. There's children. There's families. And, you know, it looks bad. It looks bad for the sport when it escalates to that, you know, when it escalates to that.
Bro, look at Khabib, man. Khabib was so fired up. He took that so personal. Look at what happened. He jumped into the crowd. That could have been a lot worse. Like, you gotta understand, man. Like, some people, they don't fight. The way I look at it is this. I'm 39 years old. If we get into a fight in the street, I'm protecting. It becomes like, all right, you're trying to do harm to me. Now I'm defending myself for my life. It becomes different. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, when someone hits me and they attack me in the street, it's not a fight anymore. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm 39 years old. I'm not going to be rolling around in the street with someone. You know what I'm saying? It's just, bro, it's like, MMA is different than the street. There's no rules in the street. There's no referee. There's none of that. And, you know, people fight in numbers and people use weapons and stuff like that. And again, you said it best. Bro, if you disrespect people's families, it's going to get bad and someone's going to get hurt. Do you know what I mean? Like, and I guess that's what the point I'm trying to make is.
Look at social media. You know? People are crossing lines every day on social media because they don't think there's going to be a repercussion for it. They think it's, you know, kind of innocent where it's like, you know, I'm promoting the fight, but you keep going, you keep, you know, pushing buttons, it's going to blow up. And people don't realize that sometimes, especially with the way social media is nowadays.
And you know, it's funny you bring that up, because there's so many, like, I get caught up in it, man. Like, I'm a hothead, bro. I really am. Like, I'm guilty of it. Like, I get into, like, these social media wars with people sometimes on the internet. And then I step back and I say to myself, I come from an era, man, where, like, if you had a beef with someone, you saw the person, you fought, and that was that. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand this whole, like, internet land, like, fucking tough guy, like, talking. Like, these people, they make fake accounts and, like, trash people over the internet. Like, just a fucking joke. Like, grow a pair of balls, you know what I mean? Like, if you got something to say to somebody, go up to them and say it to their face. Because I'll tell you right now, if you got a problem with me and you come and approach me, we're going to fight. I might not win, but you'll know you were in a fight, you know what I mean? And just the way I am, dude, you know?
There's something about social media that makes it feel even more disrespectful.
And it's not like I'm hiding. Like, dude, I'm at all the events. It's funny. All these people have everything to say over the internet and have nothing to say when they see me in person. Nothing. Nobody comes up to me. No one says, oh, you're Damian. So I'm so, and then they start running their mouth. It never happens.
I see this all the time, too. I see this all the time.
Right. It's just, dude, it's cowardly, man. It's, like, really cowardly. Like, anything that, like, I have to say about somebody, I'll be happy to say it to their face. Like, it's just, like, approach me, bro. Like, you know what I mean? I just, it aggravates me, man. You know, I come from a different era, bro. You know what I mean? I'm 39. Like, I don't know how old you are, but in my day, that's all we did was fight growing up, you know?
Well, the one thing about the social media that makes things even worse and is really, it could be really dangerous because now you're getting a whole bunch of people involved, taking sides, and then, you know, you feel some type of way at the end of it.
Yeah, but not, and more importantly, not only that, don't run your mouth on the internet, and then when I see you, I'm going to do something, then you want to get the law involved. Like, it's just like, that's another reason. You got to be real careful what you say these days. People like to twist things. You know, next thing you know, they're going to the police. It's just, it's not even worth it. It's like, almost like, I just laugh. It's just like laughable to me. Like, it's like these dudes are so tough, and then when something happens and some shit starts to get real and stuff pops off, they're running for the door, they're headed to security, or they're fucking on the phone dialing 911. It's like, what happened, you know? Like, I thought you were tough. I don't get it.
I said this at the beginning, and, you know, as we get towards the end of this interview, I think the point really here is that somewhere along the line, people got confused. They got this false sense of promotion for what you have to do to become famous, to get noticed. And at some point, it's going to get somebody hurt. And that's what the message here in this interview is. You need to be careful. You can't think that you're just going to go on social media, run your mouth, and have no repercussions for it when you see somebody, or it's out of control now.
And part of the message I want to get through too is that there's a difference between sport and reality.
That's
MMA,
it.
MMA is a sport, okay? It's a sport. It doesn't make you invincible. It doesn't mean you're untouchable. Just because you're the fucking toughest guy in an MMA ring doesn't mean you're untouchable. You know, it's like there's always someone bigger and tougher. I mean, I've learned that over the years myself. It's like, just be humble. And you know, with that being said, the John Gotti fight and this Jesse kid, it's gonna happen. You know, and when it happens, I expect fireworks. And I'll tell you this right now, that kid John Gotti III, he fucking hits like a truck. So, you know, all that shit he was talking, you'll see. I think it'd be bad for Jesse, to be honest. You know, that's just my personal opinion. But, you know, we'll see. Again, it's MMA, so anything can happen.
See, that's the other thing. I think both these guys have a lot of backing behind them. But the one thing that is really important is they both need to grow a little bit more here. I understand there's a lot of people out there that want to see the fight. I understand things are getting a little out of control. It would be really nice to see both of them fight. But right now, I feel like both of them are just so young in their career.
I just don't think the fight makes sense right now. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, if they grow their names a little bit more and they do it at a higher level, at a bigger stage, it's going to be better for both of them. Like, at the end of the day, like, listen, let's be real, let's be frank here. I don't think John Gotti III does this for the money. He does it because he loves to fight. He has the heart to get in the ring. And again, I respect any fighter who has the balls in the sack to walk to that cage and get in the fucking ring and fight. I respect any fighter that does it, win, lose, or draw. But at the end of the day, Gotti's name, and he's well taken care of. He doesn't need money, you know what I mean? So it's not like he's doing this for the money. He could have done 100 different things. He could have done real estate like his father does. You know, he could have done 100 different things. He could own a gym if he wanted to. You know what I mean? He likes to fight, and the kid is dedicated, humble, you know, and that's another thing I want to shoot home is the kid couldn't be more of a humble gentleman. You know what I mean? I mean, his whole family. I mean, have you met them at all?
I haven't met them personally.
Well, man, if you get a chance, if you're at the Hartford, I think it's the Hartford Convention Center for CES.
Yes, I will be there. Up. I'll be there.
Yeah, it's coming up on the 29th. I'll be there with John Gotti Jr. I'm his guest. So just feel free to come up, man. Introduce yourself, and I'll tell you, the guy is, man, he's just a classy guy, and he's just a gentleman. So, you know, I mean, it just aggravates me when people talk bad about these people, because there's all kinds of people that trash the Gotti family on the internet. And, you know, his brother Peter Gotti told me once, he's like, don't get wrapped up in all that internet stuff, Damien. You're bigger than that. And, you know, I gotta take his advice sometimes, because I get wrapped up in it. It just gets me aggravated, you know?
It's easy to. It's so easy to get build a nest in your head with it. And it really affects a lot of people out there, and it's caused a lot of issues, you know?
Yeah, I'm just wired differently. Like, when people start running their mouth over the internet, it just really gets under my skin, dude. It really just gets it stirs inside me, and then I start to, like, build, like, a bad resentment for people, like, you know what I mean? And then it's just like, when I see them, I'm just like, I don't want to revert to my old ways, but it's like, I'm also not going to let people, like, run around and disrespect me, you know what I mean?
100%. So, Boo, we just reached the 17-minute mark. The last 2 minutes of this interview, man, you got a lot going on that I found really entertaining.
Yeah. Can I plug a little bit about what I got going on?
100%.
Okay, so guys, I have a YouTube channel with my uncle that was, with my uncle, and it's called Damien and Chicky. All you got to do is look it up, and it's Chicky, C-H-I-C-K-Y, so Damien, D-A-M-I-E-N, and Chicky, and we have a YouTube channel. We're starting to grow. We're gonna have a podcast soon. We also have some things in the works with the Gotti family that we really can't speak about. Some TV stuff, but again, we can't really get into details about it. But some big things coming in 2019. So just go drop a like on one of our YouTube.
I'll have the link below for everybody to just scroll down and click it. Real easy.
Yeah. So again, and we do comedy. My Uncle Chicky, he's nuts, man.
He's hilarious, man. I was showing that we had a pizza party last night with the family. I was showing everyone was rolling around laughing when he's in the nursing home with his mother reading John Gotti's book. I mean,
that's kind of how like the whole thing came about. With this thing that we have going on with the Gotti family that I can't really get into too many details about because John's finishing up a project called WITSEC Mafia. It's a project where he's exposing rats. It's going to be a docuseries. When he's done finishing up that project, then we're going to be working on a project together with the Gotti family. But that's how this came about. He saw the video of Chicky reading the book to his mother in the nursing home, the John Gotti book, and he was rolling. Everybody was fucking dying laughing at the video. But man, look, I'm at a point in my life where I want to laugh, bro. I want to have fun. I want to, like, enjoy my life. And if I can make people laugh and it's nothing better than laughter, bro. What's funnier than laughing, you know what I mean? Life's so that's what it's all about, bro.
Damon, I want to thank you so much. Last but not least, if you have any sponsors, any shout-outs, especially your social media tags, which will be in links down below here, you want to shout anything else out?
Yeah, well, I want to plug my YouTube channel, DamienChicky.com. You can go to DamienChicky.com. It'll take you directly to the YouTube channel. Again, we're going to be doing a podcast, and I want to thank you so much for having me on. And I'm not a bad guy, so if anyone wants to approach me, shake my hand, it'd be my pleasure, you know. And I want to say that I respect Jesse. But at the end of the day, just, you know, it'll come soon, and have a little respect. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying.
And I'm really happy that we did this. I think there's a really good message inside this interview. And, you know, this new generation coming up, somebody's going to get hurt. So I really hope that we reach at least one person out there that might, you know, think twice about, you know, there's a difference between the game of mixed martial arts and the reality of things and lines being crossed. And we're seeing it more and more. Colby Covington, Conor McGregor, Habib. So I want to thank you so much, Damien, and I'll see you in a couple of weeks at CES.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate it.
All right. God bless.
All right. You too.
There you guys go. Damien Trites joining us. And it's so funny how this came about. He jumped on my interview with Jesse and he had a couple of things to say. And I was like, oh, well, I'm not going to let somebody call me a goof. So we kind of got into it, and I was like, you know what? Why don't you come on my show, and we'll talk this out. And I'm so glad that we did. Damon's clearly a really nice guy. I'm closing it out right now. Hold on. So guys, subscribe down below. Give us a thumbs up. I'm Evil Eddie from Pure Evil MMA. White knuckles till the end. Remember, without evil, there's no purity. Behave yourselves.